This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lots of things different in the COVID season. How about head coach and athletic director Darren Deneve announcing the starting lineups here this evening? He got done with that duty, hopped down off the stage, got his clipboard, and drew up an opening sequence for the Cavaliers. Everybody just doing all they can to make things run smoothly here in the COVID season. Hillsboro on the road, orange uniforms. Hillsboro in white lettering across the front. Carlinville in the home whites. Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front of the home whites, trimmed in the blue and the red as Hillsboro gets the basketball to start. Man-to-man for the Cavies. Laney Rupert triggers a three off the left wing. No good. And the rebound down to Gracie Reels. And we are underway here at the Big House on West Main. Here's Reels all the way to the rim. Down the left side. Wild shot. No. And the rebound down to Tester. Different look here at Carlinville. They've got the benches and the scorers table up on the stage here for this season. Just trying to keep the players as far away from everyone else as they can. A long two for Major is off the mark. And the rebound down to Jill Staten. 40 seconds played, opening quarter. No score, Cavies and Toppers. Top of the key with Carlinville. It goes to Paul. Out it goes now to Lily Reels. Into the hands of Paul. Looking for Gall down low. Deflected out by Tester. It'll stay with Carlinville. Toppers all wearing the black masks for Carlinville. Looks like a lot of them have the surgical masks, and a few of those blue CHS masks are on the face of the Cavaliers here. On the attack, Gracie Reels lost the handle and is picked up off the floor by the Toppers. Here comes Vanessa Compton. Down on the block to Nakia Harston. Attacks, missed it, partially deflected in there by Staten, and the rebound off to Lily Reels. 6:55 for the opening quarter. No score between Carlinville and Hillsboro. That ball jarred loose out front by Compton. It's going to be over and back as Addie Paul went into the backcourt to retrieve the basketball. Looked like that ball might have been tipped away, but they're going to call it over and back. Second turnover on the Cavies. Here's Laney Rupert spinning on Paul up top. Gets to the right elbow, cut off. Leaves it for Tester on the right wing. Claire dribble drive, floats it up, count it, and the foul for Claire Tester. She attacked off that right wing, got to the middle of the paint. And now she'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as she heads to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. The free throw off the mark for Claire. Then the rebound is deflected off of Harston out of bounds. It'll stay or go with Carlinville with 6:35 for quarter number one. Gillespie at Greenville coming up next here on your Monday night. What a difference a week makes in terms of the weather, huh? Last Monday, of course, everything got snowed out because it was so nasty. Here's Staten stripped on the way up. Third Cavie turnover. Here comes Harston, full head of steam. Bounce pass to Rupert. Short baseline jump shot. Yes, for Laney Rupert. Well, that was backwards there. Harston running the break and dishing to Rupert. Normally the other way around. 6:05 opening quarter. 4-0 Toppers with the lead. They jumped out to a 22-0 lead on McComas Saturday. Here's Lily Reels on the dribble handoff. Dangerous pass back and is stolen by Laney Rupert. Laney down the left side, cut off by Staten, rises up, blocked by Staten, picked up underneath by Staten. Now she hits the deck, and they're going to get a timeout. Darren Deneve got the timeout as Jill did all sorts of action there to get the basketball back, and then she was in trouble on the floor, and Deneve got the timeout. 5:49 for quarter number one. Hillsboro leading Carlinville 4-0. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. So following the Carlinville timeout, Cavies have it down 4-0. That stoppage not close enough to the 4-minute mark to count as our mask timeout, so that'll be coming here shortly. Gracie Reels, right wing three. Yes, for Gracie Reels. Off the penetration from Jill Staten. And it's 4-3 Toppers, 5.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Vanessa Compton on the left wing with Haley Major. Checked there by Staten. Across the floor to Tester on the right wing. It's Gracie Reels down, positioning with Nakia Harston on that right block. Major has it on the wing. Off to Tester. She's checked out there by Macy Gall. Right wing to Major, right back to Tester it goes. Looking to feed the post now. Nakia has that deep position right block. She is fouled as Reels and Paul over there with the double team. Nakia is a load down there on the block. They will get Addie Paul with the personal. Nakia Harston at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for two tosses. First one's good. They're fifth generation there at Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering, stocked with quality furniture that's on sale. Take it home today. Second free throw for Nakia. No good. Rimmed it out. 1 out of 2 for Harston at the Heinz Furniture free throw line, and it's 5-3 Toppers. Here's Gracie Reels on the right wing, cut off by Major, leaves it back for Staten. Into the hands now of Addie Paul. She'll bring it across the head of the key, cut off, spins back middle. Dribble handoff to Gracie Reels. She spins on the right wing. She's at the right elbow, back to Addie Paul now. Good job by the Toppers to clog that paint and cut off them penetration lanes. Here's Staten. On the wing it goes to Lily Reels. Lily, right side of the key, back to Gracie. Cut off by Harston. Leaves it back for Addie Paul. Addie Paul dribbles to the left elbow, attacks off the window too tall. Rebound down to Macy Gall. She fights away Tester and Harston, then gets it off to Paul, who lays it off the window from the left block. And we are tied at 5, 4:15 first quarter. Both these teams so well coached. On the left wing with Haley Major. Back between the circles to Vanessa Compton. Here's Rupert, one dribble, pulls up for three, almost banked it in out of the corner. Harston tapped it around, but it goes right to Lily Reels. Now Carlinville a chance to take their first lead of the night halfway through the opening quarter. Here's a three for Paul, left it short, rebound tipped around, eventually corralled by Nakia Harston. Harston will bring it into the front court herself, leaves it off for Haley Major. That pass went off of Haley's thigh and then off the foot of Lily Reels, and it'll stay with Hillsborough, and we will get our mask timeout. 3:45 for the opening quarter. Hillsborough and Carlinville tied at 5. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Hillsborough turned it over out of the timeout. Gracie Reels attacked on the left side. The ball was deflected out. And now a foul on the Toppers. And they're going to get, I think, Haley Major on the personal. On the right wing with Addie Paul. In the corner goes the Staten. Jill Staten, back to Paul it goes, on the left wing with Lily Reels. Into the hands of Jill Staten, right wing. She wants to drive baseline, cut off there by Compton, and Staten able to throw it off the leg of Vanessa out of bounds, and Carlinville will re-trigger from the baseline. 3:24, first quarter, tied at 5. Staten looking, needs to get it in, and she will lob it out to Gracie Reels by the volleyball spike line. Reels leaves it back now for Lily Reels. Into the hands of Addie Paul. Dangerous pass. Lazy across the head of the key. Stolen by Rupert up and down for the easy deuce. 4 first quarter points for Lainey Rupert. It's a 7-5 Hillsborough lead. 3 minutes first quarter. Here's Jill Staten. Works left side of the key. She's going to force it up right into the chest of Harson. Deflected and blocked by Nakia. And the loose ball picked up by the Toppers. Here's Rupert. She steps right into a three ball. That's an air ball off the left wing. And here comes Gracie Reels. Full head of steam into the front court. Tries to cross over on Rupert. Pocket pick clean. Lainey, bounce pass. Harston off the window. It's good. 3 points for Harston. Nice quick hands by Lainey Rupert right there. She was having none of the Gracie Reels crossover. 2.5 minutes for the first quarter. A 9-5 Hillsborough lead. Here's Gracie Reels. Leaves it off for Addie Paul. Addie Paul back to Lily Reels now. Lily on the attack, turns the corner, runs into Tester, and she traveled. 6th turnover on Carlinville. Substitutions now for the Cavies. Faith Odell, 5'7 senior, checking in. And Macy Gall returns, a 5'8 senior. Madison Wheaties will head out. And right now, Cavaliers have 6 on the floor. Lily Reels will head off as well. Carlinville waits in the front court for their man-to-man pressure. Here's Lainey Rupert. Off it goes to Vanessa Compton. Down on the block to Harston. Nakia draws 3 defenders, and she's fouled. That is usually the case when Nakia has the ball down on the block. She draws a crowd. Maybe we'll get Staten on the personal, her first. Topper stack 3 at the right elbow. Lainey Rupert on the left elbow. Vanessa Compton tries to lob it to Major. Didn't lob it high enough, though, and it's stolen. Here comes Jill Staten across the timeline to the foul line. Cut off. Dangerous pass. Major to the floor. Picks it off. 7th Carlinville turnover. Here comes Vanessa Compton across the timeline. Dumps it down to Harston. She was too strong. She might have anticipated contact that never arrived. Rebound down to Jill Staten. A 4-point Topper lead. 103 seconds first quarter. Here's a 3 for Addie Paul. Left it a little bit short. Rebound down to Claire Tester. She leaves it off for Lainey Rupert. Rupert across the timeline, down the left side. Hesitation bounce, top of the key now with Vanessa Compton. Compton feeds it down to Harston on the right block. She will turn and face, and the ball is deflected off Nakia's leg out of bounds. 4th Topper turnover. Alex Fraley checking in for Hillsborough, along with Sierra Compton, both sophomores. It'll be Tester and Vanessa Compton heading out. 80 seconds, first quarter, a 9-5 Hillsborough lead. Crawlinville playing minus Aaron Seal tonight. As Staten has it. In the left corner it goes with Gracie Reels for three. Left that a little bit short. Rebound down to Harson. She wants to push. She's got a two-on-one fast break. Bounce pass. Rupert off the window. She missed it. Rebound tapped around. Harson able to back tap to Rupert. Here's Sierra Compton off to Haley Major. 18-footer. Knock it down. Haley Major from just inside the three-point line on the right wing. Her first bucket. 11-5 Hillsborough. Clock running. 53 seconds first quarter. Here's Staten. Top of the key. Wants to attack and draws the foul. She'll have two free throws. So Jill Staten will be at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. Free throw for Staten. Good. Jill's first point of the ball game. Makes it 11-6 Toppers with 45.8 seconds for the first quarter. Second toss is off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Nakia Harston. On the left wing now with Haley Major, a five-point topper lead, 35 seconds first quarter. Here's Major, left side of the key, thought about the three, decides against it. Dangerous cross-court pass looking for Harston, deflected out by Gracie Reels. Long passes against either one of these defenses is risky business. They both are aggressive and know how to get into those passing lanes. Bounce pass into Rupert off the sideline trigger. Laney gives it back to Sierra Compton now. Sierra wants to attack left side, lost the handle, dumps it off to Fraley. Into the hands of Rupert, left side of the key. On the right wing with Harston. Nakia, skip pass to Sierra Compton. Nice little ball fake. Cut off there, back to Rupert. Laney puts it on the floor, draws three defenders, attacks middle, off the window. It's good for Laney Rupert. She has six first quarter points. They ran her off the three-point line. And she was able to get the bucket from the heart of the lane. Reels at the buzzer, and she is fouled on the three-point attempt. And it was a desperation-style heave. And she's going to get three tosses at the Heinz Furniture free throw line with no time on the clock. And she'll be the only one at the free throw line. All the other players at the bench. Reels 3 points in the quarter. All by herself there. First one rattles down for Gracie Reels at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. Second toss for Gracie. Good. So she's got the first two. She'll get the third toss. This will get Carla Neville within four. She got them all. Gracie Reels, all three tosses. So the foul at the end of the quarter costs Hillsborough 3 points. One quarter in the books. Hillsborough 13, Carlinville 9. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. So a costly foul at the end of the quarter. They whistled it on Haley Major. It was a low percentage shot that Gracie was taking, and she winds up making all three free throws. 13-9, Toppers with the lead. Cavaliers get the basketball to start the second quarter. Here's Jill Staten, top of the key. Checked there by Sierra Compton. Gets past Compton. Her bounce past the goal, kicked out of there. So Carlinville will reset. Ball wound up going down into the tunnel area here at Carlinville, normally where the players would emerge from the locker rooms if they were using the locker rooms like they normally do. 7:50 first half. And it goes to Jill Staten in the right corner. Sierra Compton all over Staten. Jill on the attack, and she's fouled. They're going to get Sierra Compton with the hand check. Her first, team's fourth. It'll be Addie Paul on the baseline. Cavaliers stack everyone right side of the lane. Paul looking for Lily Reels. It's deflected out by Fraley. It was a good job by Alex. She had her back to the play, but she had her arms and hands active, and she deflected that ball out. Now Cromwell lines everybody up along the foul line. Bounce pass into Gall, stolen by Harson. She stepped right in front. Good anticipation. Across the timeline comes Vanessa Compton. Compton off to Fraley. Left wing with Rupert. Here's Sierra Compton for three. Way too strong. And the rebound is out of bounds off of the Toppers It'll belong to Carthenville, 7:23 for the first half, a four-point Hillsboro lead. Eight first-quarter turnovers for Carthenville. Toppers turned it over four times. Here's Jill Staten handling out front. On the switch, now she works on Vanessa Compton. Cut off the right elbow, leaves it for Gracie. Reels, a floater off the window too strong, and the rebound down to Alex Fraley. Here comes Hillsboro. Vanessa Compton into the front court. A little mask adjustment as she crosses the timeline. You know, I haven't seen as much of that as I thought that I might. The masks really do seem to stay in place. You don't see the players with a lot of fidgeting of the masks. Bad cross-court pass from Alex Fraley, stolen by Gracie Reels. Now her pass is tipped by Fraley right back to Gracie. Finds its way to Jill Staten for Carthenville as they will reset. Reels spinning at the free throw line into a crowd and draws the foul. Gracie's not afraid to go right in to a defender and force the ball up and get the foul call. They will get Compton with her second personal. Team's sixth. Gracie Reels at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. She is now 4 out of 4 from the stripe. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854. Nikaya Harston gets a breather for Hillsboro. Claire Tester back on the floor. Toss for Reels is good. She's 5 of 5 from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Has 8 points, 8 of the 11 Cavi points, 13-11. The Hillsboro lead is 2. Here's Vanessa Compton. Cut off in the right corner, leaves it back for Sierra Compton. Left wing now with Laney Rupert. Tries to lob it down to Tester. Too tall, turned over. Carnival doing a good job fronting the post there. Forced the lob, and it was just too tall. 6:15 for the first half, a two-point topper lead. Here's Jill Staten into the front court. Off it goes to Addie Paul. Addie Paul lost the handle, but she's able to leave it off for Lily Reels. Lily now on the attack right side, and she's going to be called for traveling. She's got her feet tangled up ever so slightly. She was looking to pass it back to Addie Paul, but the feet got tangled. 5:50 for the first half of play, a two-point topper lead. It was just 2 8-minute JV quarters tonight. There's 3 seconds in the lane on Hillsboro. That's their eighth turnover. Back-to-back possessions, turning it over for the Toppers. Carthenville hanging around here. Down a starter, down 2 points with the basketball. Aaron Seal not playing tonight for the Cavies. Here's Lily Reels. Top of the key it goes to Addie Paul. Addie, dribble drive off the window. It's good for Addie Paul. Her second field goal, and we are tied at 13. Laney Rupert back between the circles to Vanessa Compton now for Hillsboro. Lobbing down to Tester. Good defense in there. Turned over. Macy Gall with the defense. Here's Gracie Reels. She traveled, but she had it ripped away by Compton, and we play on. 2-on-1 fast break. Compton to Rupert. Tried the return pass to Compton. Kicked out of there, and Hillsboro will have it on the baseline. 5:10 for the first half of play. It'll be Hillsboro ball on the baseline. Topper stack, everybody, left side of the lane. Vanessa Compton, bounce pass into Fraley. Nice out-of-bounds set off the window. It's good for Alex Fraley, her first bucket. And Hillsboro back in front, 15-13. Carlinville's never led. They've tied it twice. So they have the ball down a deuce. Here's Lily Reels on the left wing. Dangerous pass looking for Staten. Stolen momentarily, but Sierra Compton can't tightrope that sideline. She's out of bounds, and it'll stay with Carthenville. Nikaya Harston, Haley Major returning for Hillsboro. And with 4:49 to play in the first half, we're going to get our mask timeout. Hillsboro 15, Carthenville 13. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carthenville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this girls doubleheader on your Monday night. Hillsboro leading Carthenville 15-13, 4:49 to play. First half coming up next, we will have Gillespie at Greenville. Gary Boker will have the call of the Miners and the Comets. Sideline trigger for Carthenville. Addie Paul looking to get it into State. Now it's a contested pass, but Jill able to corral it. Off to Paul. Addie pulls up 15-footer. Yes, for Addie Paul. Paul with six, and we are tied at 15. Laney Rupert handling out near midcourt, being pressured by Paul. Into the hands of Sierra Compton, brings it back between the circles, being checked by Staten in the Carlinville man-to-man. They lob down on the left block to Tester. Nice bounce pass to Rupert, and she missed it. Rebound tipped back to Tester. She missed it. Offensive rebound, Harston. She has it stripped away, able to fight, get it back, leaves it for Rupert for three. Yes, Laney Rupert buries the triples. The Toppers miss point-blank looks for two separate times, wind up with a three. 18-15 Hillsboro halfway through the second quarter. Harston and Tess are just relentless on the glass. They do not quit. Here's Gracie Reels, right block all the way to the 10. It's good for Gracie Reels. She has 10 of Carlinville's 17, a one-point topper lead, 18-17, 3:40 for the first half. Here's Laney Rupert, dangerous pass. Nakia able to corral it. She dumps it off to Tester. Now Tester to the floor, kicks it to Rupert. Another three, got it again. Laney Rupert, back-to-back triple. She has a dozen from just about the same spot on the floor. Two straight threes, 21-17 Hillsboro, 3:25 for the first half. And again, just pure hustle from Tester, set that up. Paul handling out front. Rupert almost got a steal. Staten for three, that's too strong. And the rebound down to Harston. She thought about a quick outlet to Major, but decides against it. She will leave it off for Sierra Compton. Throws ahead to Major, back to Compton. Between the circles now with Laney Rupert, off to Sierra. Haley Major tries baseline, cut off there by Lily Reels. Now Jill Staten comes in for the tie-up, and actually going to get a travel first on Haley Major. They're going to say she moved that knee once she was on the floor with possession. Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 2:56 for the first half. It is Hillsboro 21, Carlinville 17. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Cavaliers bring the ball into the front court, down by four. Now we're going to get a moving screen on Macy Gall out front. That'll go down as the 10th Carlinville turnover. Second personal foul on Macy Gall. Fourth team foul on the Cavvy. So Gall will sit down. Madison Wheaties will check back in, the 6-foot senior. Laney Rupert, 12 points, leads all scorers for the Toppers. Gracie Reels has 10 to lead the Cavvies. Here's Major, top of the key with Compton on the wing to Rupert. She's already hit two from there. Carnival chased her off at that time. Major for three off the left wing, rimmed it out. Offensive rebound, Tester kicks it back to Haley. She'll re-trigger, back rimmed it, and on the rebound, it hit the guide wire up top, so it'll go over to Carlinville. Haley frustrated. She had two good looks, just couldn't get him to go. 2:20 first half. Here's Jill Staten on the attack, gets past Compton, and she's fouled by Sierra. Seventh team foul. That puts Hillsboro over the limit and will send Jill Staten to the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the one and bonus. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more, all at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings since 1854. The free throw for Staten is no good. And the rebound to Harston. She gets tied up with Wheaties. And I think we're going to get a foul on Madison Wheaties. It'll be her first. Team's fifth. 2:18 for the half. A 21-17 Hillsboro lead. And when you're playing against Nakia Harston and Claire Tester, you have to have those types of hustle and energy plays like Madison Wheaties just did right there. Yeah, she got a foul, but she was hustling after that basketball. Here's Harston. That pass kicked out of there. It'll stay with the Toppers. 2:08 first half. Gillespie at Greenville coming up next here on WSMI. Major on the baseline. Into the right corner. Rupert wide open for three, and she canned it. She couldn't believe she was so open. 24-17 Toppers, her third triple of the quarter. Doing her best Drake Vogel impression here. She's got 15 first half points. Here's Jill State. Nice hesitation bounce under the rim, but then bounced it off her leg out of bounds. 11th Carlinville turnover. The Hillsboro defense has picked up here as this second quarter has worn on. Lots of pressure on the ball. Haley Major will head out, take a breather. Kennedy Carlock will check in, the young sophomore for the Toppers. Here's Sierra Compton coming into the front court, met there by Lily Reels. 100 seconds first half, 7-point topper lead. Lainey Rupert skip past the tester. Claire puts it on the deck, pulls up from the left elbow, way too strong. Rebound down to Lily Reels. She will outlet to Sister Gracie. Here comes Gracie into the front court. Spinning on Lainey Rupert. Back to Lily, long two. Too strong, and the rebound is off of Macy Gall. It'll belong to the toppers with 80 seconds for the first half. It was 13-9 Hillsboro after one. They lead 24-17 now, 75 seconds for the first half. Here's Lainey Rupert on the left wing, between the circles with Harston. Nakia Harston high above her head and surveys. On the right wing it goes to Carlock. Back to Sierra Compton now, dumps it on the right block to Tester. Claire across the floor, left wing to Rupert. Now it's on the right wing with Carlock. And Carlock leads it back for Rupert. Here's Tester. She wants the three. Halfway down and out. Rebound to Carlock. She throws it across the floor to Harston. Just outside the paint, lays it up and in. Five for Nakia Harston. Nice touch off the short baseline. 26-17 Hillsboro. Clock running, 35 seconds first half. Lily Reels on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Carly Tipps, who's checked in for the Cavaliers. As Gracie Reels spinning, gets it up on the rim, but left it short. Rebound down to Harson. She's pushing and running. Has numbers. 2-on-1. Bounce pass. Compton off the window. It's good for Sierra. Her first bucket. Give the assist to Nakia. That's the second time she's ran the fast break, and she's got the ability to do just that. She's comfortable in the open floor. 28-17. Hillsboro leading. 6 seconds for the half. Here's Gracie Reels. She wants the three. Back rim too strong, rebound down to Harston, and that is the half. A good second quarter for Hillsboro. They close it on a nice run. They led by 4 after 1, and as we head to the half, they have stretched that lead to 11, 28-17. Stay tuned. Coming up, the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Toppers in the road, orange uniforms trimmed in the black, Hillsboro in white lettering across the front, Carlinville home whites trimmed out in the blue and the red with Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front of the home whites. A 28-17 topper lead, and Hillsboro will get the basketball to start the third quarter. Vanessa Compton, Haley Major, Nakia Harston, Claire Tester, Lainey Rupert on the floor for Hillsboro. Gracie Reels, Lily Reels, Jill Staten, Addie Paul, and Macy Gall for the Cavaliers, and Hillsboro throws it away to start the second half. That leaves Gracie open for three. She left that short. Offensive rebound, Gall, then has it ripped away by Nakia Harson. She spins away from two Cavaliers. She's going to spin again at midcourt and now slow it up and leave it off for Vanessa Compton. Left wing with Haley Major. Haley bounced it once, picked it up. Here's Harson now between the circles. Throws a C down to the right block to Tester. She's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Lainey Rupert. Bounce pass to Harston at the foul line. Nakia dribble drive off the window. Missed it. And the rebound down to Macy Gall. Just underway, third quarter. An 11-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Jill Staten. Pulls up from 14 off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to the toppers. And Lainey Rupert. Staten tonight has just 1 point. That pass is tipped out. It'll stay with Hillsboro. 7:01 for the third quarter. Cavaliers without Erin Seal tonight. They're hopeful they can get her back sooner than later. On the attack, Vanessa Compton. Contact on the floor. Foul. It'll go on Macy Gall. It'll be her third. You know, whether it be injuries or the quarantines that we saw Litchfield go through or the quarantines that individual players have gone through, if you miss a week, 10 days, 2 weeks in this short of a season, I mean, you basically missed half the campaign if you go into a two-week quarantine or have a prolonged injury. In the right corner with Lainey Rupert. You know, 2 years ago today, Hillsboro was playing Chicago Marshall in the state semifinals as Major pulls up and knocks it down from 18. And you think about just how different this COVID season is. Normally, we'd be at the girls' state tournament at this time, but yeah, 2 years ago, which is Terry Tote's birthday today, by the way, would have been 65, but 2 years ago, Hillsboro was playing Chicago Marshall up at Redbird Arena. 2 years later, we're playing regular season basketball with no fans and masks. 6:21 for the third quarter. Sideline trigger for the Cavaliers. Paul gets it into Staten. Jill rises up, stripped and fouled, and two free throws for Jill Staten. We're going to get Lainey Rupert on the personal. as Jill Staten heads to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. They are stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. Toss is too strong for Jill. That foul on Lainey Rupert, her second. A 13-point Hillsboro lead. Couple bounces, couple spins, good release, and the toss is good for Jill Staten. So she gets one out of two at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Makes it a 12-point topper lead, clock running 6:10 third quarter. Here's Compton, top of the key with Tester, right back to Vanessa. High post feed to Harston. Nakia draws a crowd, kicks it out to Major, and Haley shuffled her feet on the move. 12th turnover on the toppers. Haley didn't feel it, doesn't think she did it, but she did. She shuffled those feet before she got the basketball on the deck, making that move towards the baseline. A lot of times when you do that, you don't feel it as the player. 5:55 for the third quarter. Here's Gracie Reels at the free throw line. That pass is tipped and stolen. Lainey Rupert, run out. Good hustle by Staten. Gets back, but she fouls Rupert. Layup is no good. And for Staten, it'll be her second personal foul. It will send Lainey Rupert, the 5'7 sophomore, to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Two tosses. 15 points in the first half for Lainey. She has 16 now. She puts home the toss. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings. You get cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and a whole lot more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture. Second toss is good for Lainey. She gets the pair. 17 points for Lainey Rupert. 32-18. Toppers in control. 5:40 for the third quarter. Gillespie at Greenville coming up next here on FM 106. Here's Staten. She wants to pop the three ball. Left it short. A lot of shots short. There we go. Got it out finally tonight for the Cavaliers. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. Vanessa Compton across the timeline, met there by Lily Reels. On the left wing with Lainey Rupert, down on the block to Tester, and she's fouled in there by Macy Gall. I've got that as Macy's fourth. Madison Wheaties to the table. She's going to check in and replace Macy Gall and those four personal fouls. Harston and Tester will set cross screens on the block. Tester, left block, too strong off the inbounds. Nice little out-of-bounds set there. And the rebound down to Jill Staten. Here comes Jill. Leaves it off for Addie Paul. The Tacks left the layup short. She short-armed it. Rebound down to to Harston. And Nakia is fouled in the backcourt. Fourth team foul on Carlinville. And it's going to go on Gracie Reels. 5:11 third quarter. A 14-point Hillsboro lead. They have the basketball. Here's Lainey Rupert. Leaves it off for Vanessa Compton, left wing with Haley Major. Top of the key with Vanessa. Compton leaves it back for Tester on the right wing. Into the hands of Major. Off to Compton. Here's Lainey Rupert. They ran her off the three-point line that time. Tried to lob it down to Harston. Draws four defenders. Doesn't matter. Spins middle. Lays it up and in. 7 for Nakia Harston. She felt where the pressure was and just spun the other way. 4:40 third quarter, 34-18 toppers. Here's Addie Paul, brings it across the head of the key. Has the ball knocked loose, picked up off the floor by Vanessa Compton. Lead pass to Major, Haley goes up. Oh, she missed the layup. She didn't have her steps quite right and she left it short. Rebound down to Gracie Reels, she's pushing. Bounce pass to Addie Paul and she is fouled by Haley Major. That'll be the second team foul. And for Haley, I think it's her third. And we're going to get our mask timeout here. 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Hillsboro 34, Carlinville 18. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carlinville High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studio. She's got a doubleheader of Girls Hoops to produce tonight. As soon as we are done here from Carlinville, off to Bond County we go as Greenville is entertaining Gillespie tonight. Gary Booker has the call next here on FM 106. Girls doubleheader Wednesday night, Carlinville at Southwestern live at 5:30, Litchfield at Gillespie live at 7. Always check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for the broadcast schedule and podcasts. Here's Jill Staten, corner three, left that one short, and the rebound down to Vanessa Compton. Long lead pass to Harson through her hands out of bounds, 13th Hillsborough turnover. But Harson just always running the floor. She has been a lot of fun to watch over her Topper career. I can watch kids who play hard consistently all day long. Halfway through the third quarter, a 16-point lead for the Toppers. Here's Lily Reels. In the corner it goes to Addie Paul for three. Way too strong, missed it all. And the rebound is off of Jill Staten. It'll belong to Hillsborough. Cromville scored just 9 points since the end of the first quarter. Offense has been hard to come by for the Cavvies. The Topper defense has had a lot to do with that. A lot of pressure. Nothing easy for Carlinville. In the open shots they have had, they haven't been able to knock them down. On the left wing with Carlock. Back top of the key to Vanessa Compton. 3:25 for the third quarter. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right wing. Back top of the key to Compton. Carlinville's in a zone piece right now. On the baseline, Rupert off the heel too strong. Rebound to Gracie Reels. Gracie, left-hand bounce up the near sideline. Crosses over, has it poked away from behind, picked up underneath the hoop by Claire Tester. She will leave it off for Vanessa Compton. Vanessa races down the floor, leaves it in the right corner. Here's a three ball from Carlock, no good, and the rebound off to Lily Reels. Pressured in the backcourt by Lainey Rupert. Lily spins away from that trouble, and she comes across the timeline. Checked by Harston. Now Lily on the blow-by. Wraparound pass to Madison Wheaties. Good catch down there by Madison. Out to Gracie. Open for three. That's short. And the rebound is out of bounds off of Harston. Good job by Wheaties on the inside, battling with Nakaya to get the extra possession. Melanie Murphy going to check in. A 5'9 sophomore for Carlinville as Wheaties will get a breather. Baseline out of bounds for Carlinville, 2:41 third quarter. 16-point Hillsborough lead. Addie Paul gets it out to Lily Reels, top of the key. She had trouble with the handle. It's a race to the ball, and Nakaya wins that race. She goes up and down for the easy deuce. 9 for Harston. Again, she gets that bucket just from effort and energy. Hillsborough doubling up. Carlinville, 36-18, 2:20 third quarter. Here's Lily Reels, drives baseline underneath the rim to the right block, cut off there by Tester and Harston. Her pass across the lane is deflected out off of the Cavvies, their 16th turnover. Lily Reels will get a breather as Faith Odell is checking in, a 5'7 senior for Carlinville. Alex Fraley going to return for the Toppers. Claire Tester will head out. Sierra Compton sprinting to the table as fast as you can when you're trying not to fall off the stage's edge. And she will replace Vanessa Compton. 2 minutes, 10 seconds, third quarter. 36-18 Toppers. Hillsborough's 4-2 on the year, four-game win streak. Cromville's 4-1 on the year, four-game win streak. Carlock off the deflection, fires a three, came up short, and it's going to be off of Carlinville and belong or stay with Hillsborough. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. Here on FM 106, as Sierra Compton gets it into Harston. Nakaya spins away from a little bit of trouble, draws a crowd, tries a tough bounce pass down to Fraley. That's out of bounds. Turnover number 14 on the Toppers. High degree of difficulty on that pass from Harston to Fraley. 1 minute, 48 seconds for the third quarter. Cavvies need a bucket. Any bucket will do. Gracie Reels on the right wing. Dribble drive right into three orange shirts. Off the window. It's good for Gracie. That was much needed and was not an easy shot from Gracie. But again, she's not afraid to go right into the contact. Seen her do it a number of times tonight and really a lot throughout her career. No fear attacking the rim. Now good defense on the inside by Reels as she pokes away the entry pass looking for Harston. And now a foul on the Toppers with 80 seconds for the third quarter. They're going to get Harston on the personal. Substitution for Hillsborough. Allie Schnarney checking in, replacing Lainey Rupert. The foul on Nakaya, her second. Team's fourth of the half. Here's Jill Staten. Leaves it across the floor for Addie Paul. Addie Paul crossing over, pulls up from 13, left it short. Offensive rebound, Melanie Murphy. Leaves it back for Paul. She'll try it again, too strong. Offensive rebound, Gracie reels, and she's fouled. They'll get Schnardi on the personal. Fifth team foul. And Gracie Reels will be back to the Heinz Furniture free throw line, where she is 5 of 5 tonight. She was fouled in a three-pointer with no time left on the clock at the end of the first quarter. Made all three. And made two tosses in the second quarter. And rattles that toss home from the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Stocked with quality furniture on sale. Take it home today. Their fifth generation at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings. Second free throw, good. Well, I don't want to say automatic because that's always dangerous for an announcer to say, but Gracie Reels has been automatic from the Heinz Furniture free throw line tonight. Barely even touching the iron on the seven makes. 36-22. Toppers lead with the ball, 45 seconds, third quarter. Can Hillsborough get a stop and a bucket before this quarter is out? And that could change the complexion of this game drastically. Now a little blocking foul out front there on Addie Paul. She was trying to move her feet, but just couldn't stay in front of Sierra Compton. That'll be the second on Paul, the fifth on the Cavies. 39.9 seconds, third quarter. Sideline trigger in front of the topper bench for Hillsborough. Carlock gets it in out near midcourt to Schnarney. Schnarney picks up the dribble. She needs some assistance now. Compton will come and take the handoff. Sierra, dribble drive, dumps it on the baseline to Carlock. Right back to Sierra. Sierra Compton into the paint, cut off, leaves it on the left wing for Carlock. 23 seconds for the third quarter. Toppers in a high stack set here, working the clock. Here's Schnarney on the left wing with 15 seconds. Ball is poked away by Staten. It'll stay with the Toppers. They will re-trigger with 14.4 seconds for the third quarter. Looks like Teague wants a substitution. It'll be Lainey Rupert to the table. She will replace Schnarney. No reason not to have the sharp shooting Lainey Rupert on the floor for the last possession of the third quarter. It's in her hands right now. She's directing traffic top of the key. She's going to pull up 4-3, back rim to too strong. Harsin with the offensive rebound with three. Up, under, good for Harsin. Oh, beautiful from Nakia. She has 11. And after three quarters here at the Big House on West Main, it is Hillsborough 38, Carthenville 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough won the third quarter just like they won each of the first two quarters, outscoring Carthenville 10-5 in the third. They lead 38-22 as we head to the fourth. The Cavaliers will get the basketball to start the money quarter. Staten on the floor with Addie Paul, Gracie Reels, Lily Reels, and Carly Tipps, the 5'4 freshman, has the basketball now on the left wing for the Cavies. Up top to Staten. Thought about the three. Lainey Rupert shut that off. Leaves it for Paul. She'll take the three. Left it short. Rebound picked up underneath by Lily Reels. Into the hands of Tipps. Back it goes to Paul. Addie Paul, dribble drive right into Harsin. That didn't end well. The ball is loose. Bodies on the floor. Two orange shirts, two white shirts on the tie-up. It'll belong to the Toppers. Hillsborough has Tester and Harsin on the floor, along with Major, Lainey Rupert, and Vanessa Compton. 7.5 minutes for the ballgame. Hillsborough leading 38-22. They've never trailed. Stay tuned for Gillespie at Greenville Girls coming up next here on FM 106. Haley Rupert on the dribble drive, cut off. Leaves it on the baseline for Lainey Rupert. Back to Vanessa Compton. Vanessa directing a little bit of traffic now with the left-hand dribble. Brings it across the head of the key. Deflected out of there by Lily Reels. As Brett Teakin will go and retrieve that basketball. Sure, it's a different feeling for these South Central coaches who have been in this gym plenty to be coaching on the opposite side of the floor. Both Teague and Darren are down on the floor, not on the stage. Here's Lainey Rupert, one dribble, pulls up, no. Offensive rebound, Tester putback is good for Claire Tester. It's kind of like in the Final Four when they get to that elevated floor and you'll see the head coaches get a stool and kind of sit on the actual floor. That's what we got going on here, except in this case, it's the bench that is elevated. Here's Jill Staten. Nice work there. She took her time backing down the defender on the right block and puts it off the window. Her first field goal, 4 points for Jill, 40-24. Hillsborough with the lead. Here's Vanessa Compton. Gets all the way underneath the rim. Tried to feed the middle of the lane to Tester. Ill-advised and stolen by Jill Staten. Here comes Jill into the front court. Bounce pass down to Tipps, and they're going to get her for the travel. Carly just didn't get the basketball on the floor fast enough. Invaluable experience, though, for the 5'4 freshman. 6:20 for the ball game. Any minute you can get in varsity as a freshman is only going to help you as your career moves along. Here's Rupert. Pulls up off the baseline. No. Rebound to Tester. No, but she was fouled. And there'll be two free throws coming for Claire Tester. They're going to get, I think that's Addie Paul. If it's Addie, it's her third. Is that the Heinz Furniture free throw line? Is Claire Tester. It was on Addie. Tester's free throw is no good. Too strong. Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings, cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings. 1854. Second free throw for Tester is good. One out of two for Claire. Sports looked a little different in 1854, I'm sure. 41-24, Hillsborough with the lead. They've led the entire way, 6 minutes for the ball game. Here's Staten, open for three, cans it. Jill Staten found the range that time. She has seven. This game's not over yet. Long way to go. 5:50 for the ball game. The way Carlinville can lock down defensively, they need a long stretch here of holding Hillsborough scoreless. Here's Vanessa Compton. A reach in on Reels, got away with it. Compton winds up on the floor from her knees on a bounce pass. It gets away and picked up by Reels. Vanessa did all she could do there. She had no good options, stuck on the floor with no dribble. And now coming out, Carlinville lost the basketball, and it's going to go back to Hillsborough. 5:32 for the ball game. Haley Major gets it into Nakia. Harston draws a crowd off the window. It's good for Nakia. Boy, she has the ability. She doesn't necessarily get her whole body squared up on some of those moves, but she always has her shoulders in the proper position. She can score from some awkward-looking angles. 43-27. Hillsborough leads. Here's Gracie Reels. Leaves it back for Addie Paul. 18-footer off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Harston as Nakia hits the deck. She is fouled. That's the fourth on Addie Paul. Seventh team foul on Carlinville puts the Cavies over the limit and will send Nakia Hurston to the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Fifth generation at Heinz Furniture. They're stocked with quality furniture that's on sale. Take it home today or tomorrow or Wednesday or any day for that matter at Heinz Furniture. Free throw for Hurston is no good. Missed the front end of the 1-1, but the offensive rebound down to Lainey Rupert. And her pass to Tester deflected out by Addie Paul, so it'll stay with the Toppers. They will throw in from what would normally be in front of their bench. But as it is, they're across the floor from their bench. Teak sitting on the stage right now. There's a turnover from the Toppers. Down to Gracie Reels, coast to coast, missed the layup, and the rebound down to Vanessa Compton. She lost her footing coming out, but she lost her footing because she got tripped up. Eighth team foul on Carlinville, and it will be Vanessa Compton at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Teak looks relaxed. He's just sitting and chilling on the stage, watching his Toppers take care of business. Our mask timeout has arrived. 4:54 for the ball game. Hillsborough 43, Carlinville 27. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Stay tuned. Gillespie at Greenville coming up next here on WSMI as Vanessa Compton is at the Heinz Furniture free throw line for the Toppers. The free throw is off the heel, too strong for Vanessa. The offensive rebound, though, belongs to Tester, and the Toppers can reset. 4:45 ball game. 1-4 high set for Hillsborough. Harston will turn and face at the foul line. Kicks it now to Major. She drives left baseline, cut off, skip past to Harston on the right elbow. Nakia tried to split through two defenders, lost her footing, lost the ball. And now Jill Staten, as she comes up the floor, goes right off the foot, I think, of Lainey Rupert, and it'll stay with Carlinville. Fighting Illini basketball for you tomorrow from Michigan State. 5 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. And Illinois was up to 4-1. Pole might have stayed at 5 in another. But regardless, they are playing their best basketball at the perfect time of the year. Here's Staten on the bounce pass. Leaves it for Macy Gall. Out to Lily Reels for three. Can't get it to go. And on the rebound, hustling and hitting the deck is Gracie Reels. And I think she got the timeout. Did she get a timeout? She did. Just in time. 4:15 for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Hillsborough leads Carleton DeVille 43-27. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carleton DeVille timeout, Cavaliers have the basketball. Front court baseline trigger. Staten gets it in to Gracie Reels. Gracie Reels bouncing on the right wing as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Reels leaves it back for Staten on the right wing. Top of the key to Faith Odell. Her shot's off the mark and the rebound down to Nakia Hurston. Hurston leaves it off for Vanessa Compton, the 5'6 senior into the front court. Carlinville back to man-to-man defense here as Compton has it on the right wing. Picked up the dribble. She needs a little bit of assistance. She pivots around, leaves it off for Hurston, right elbow. And as Nakia puts it on the deck to attack, she is fouled by Gracie Reels. One in bonus for Nakia Hurston. She missed the front end the last time at the Heinz Furniture free throw line. Cabinet design, blinds, mattresses, and more since 1854 at Heinz Furniture. That free throw is too strong, off the mark, no good. And on the rebound, it's last touched by Carletonville. 3:43 for the ball game. 43-27 Toppers. Looking for their fifth straight win. They had four straight road games to start the year. Down on the block to Tester. All sorts of white shirts around her. She gets it out to Vanessa Compton. Vanessa on the bounce, working left side, now being checked by Lily Reels. Vanessa turns the corner. The layup is too strong. The rebound is last touched by Tester. It'll go over to Carletonville with 3:28 to play in the game. Gillespie at Greenville coming up next in girls basketball here on FM 106. Then all the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Here's Jill Staten on the right-hand bounce. To the right wing she goes, being guarded by Rupert on the blow by. Pulls up, left it short. Good defense. I think that was Vanessa Compton who came over, went straight up and forced Staten to pull up from about 8 feet. Then her mask went a-flying. She's got it back on now, though. Tester on the right wing. Leaves it back for Lainey Rupert. 3 minutes for the game. Here's Haley Major, left wing. Back between the circles to Compton. Left elbow to Tester. Oh, nice. Back door. Major's rejected by Jill Staten. Oh, that was great all around. And now Gall and Hurston are tied up. That was a beautiful backdoor set from Tester to Major, and then just better defense by Jill Staten. A line change here for the Cavaliers. Madison Wheaties is in. Malia Buford has checked in. Faith Odell is back on the floor for the Cavaliers. Also in, Kayla Corton, 5'4 sophomore, is on the floor. And Melanie Murphy, 5'9 sophomore, is on the floor. Buford's a 5'4 sophomore. She handles out front right now, working on Rupert. Malia keeps the dribble alive, gets to the right baseline, deflected out by Compton. And now we've got the line change coming for the Toppers. Kelsey Holtgrave will check in, a senior. Brianna Gwynn, a 5'9 senior, will check in. Allie Schnarney, a junior, is back on the floor. And Alex Freely, Kennedy Carlock is into the game for the Toppers, along with Megan White. Pass is too tall for Buford, turned over, and the Toppers have it with 2.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Gillespie Greenville next here on FM 106. Here's Carlock, dumps it down on the curl to Schnarney. Her left-handed layup wouldn't go, and the rebound down to the Cavaliers. Here's Kayla Corton. Leaves it off for Malia Buford, right side of the key. Into the hands now of Melanie Murphy. She'll dribble to the right wing, picks up the bounce. Back left side it goes to Corton. On the baseline to Odell. Faith, a little ball fake. Good job by Carlock to keep her feet. Now Buford cans the three off the left wing. Malia Buford knocks down the triple. That makes it a 13-point Hillsborough lead. A minute 50 to play between the circles with Kennedy Carlock. She works right side now, brings it back to Kelsey Holtgrave. Holtgrave right side of the key, left wing to Schnarney. Into the hands of Megan White in the left corner. Back to Schnarney it goes. 100 seconds for the ball game. Schnarney had trouble with the handle, able to get it back. Leaves it back for White. Dumps it down to Gwynn, right block. Bounce pass out to Schnarney. Top of the key with White. On the left wing with Kelsey Holtgrave. In the corner it goes to Carlock. She picked up the dribble, double-teamed in there, gets it away to Gwynn. Right back to Carlock it goes. 80 seconds for the ball game. Here's Megan White. Thought about the three. Puts it on the deck once. Now leaves it back for Schnarney. Right side of the key with Kennedy Carlock. She'll reset the offense. 70 seconds for the game. Here's Holtgrave on the left wing. Kelsey at the foul line, leaves it for Gwynn, dumps it to Carlock. Back to Holtgrave, long two for Kelsey, off the mark, too strong. Rebound is off of Buford, out of bounds. It'll stay with Hillsborough, 58.7 seconds for the ball game. Carletonville battled here tonight without one of their starters, Aaron Seal, who has the basketball in her hands a lot. They just struggled offensively to make consistent shots tonight. Here is Carlock on the attack. Missed it. Offensive rebound down to Gwynn. 50 seconds for the game. Out it goes to Schnarney. Between the circles with Kelsey Holtgrave. On the baseline with Carlock. Foul line with Megan White. Pulls up. Left it short. Rebound tapped around. And we're going to get a jump ball as to the floor went Melanie Murphy. Tied up by Megan White. 34.2 seconds to play. A 13-point topper lead. They're going to improve to 5-2 on the year. Carletonville with the loss going to fall back to 4-2. Megan White triple teamed on the left block. Somehow got through it all. Lost the handle, though, and it winds up out of bounds. And the 20th Hillsborough turnover. So by my count, Hillsborough's going to wind up with more turnovers by one than Carletonville. But the Carletonville turnovers just seem to come in the open floor and lead the Hillsborough buckets. 20 seconds for the ball game. Here's Buford. Gets it away to Corton into the hands of Melanie Murphy. She wants the three ball, air ball, out of bounds, tipped, so it'll stay with Carletonville. 11 seconds for the ball game. Faith Odell to trigger it in for the Cavaliers. Wheaties comes and sets a screen at the foul line, and it goes to Murphy, steps through, off the window. She missed it, just a little bit too strong. Nice out of bounds set. Rebound down to Allie Schnarney, and the Hillsborough Hilltoppers going to come into Carletonville and knock off the Cavaliers. The final score, Hillsborough 43, Carletonville 30. We'll come back and wrap it up and then get you sent off to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. 43-30, Hillsborough beats Carletonville, a wire-to-wire victory for the Toppers. They led 13-9 after one, 28-17 at the half, 38-22 after three, and they win it 43-30. Laney Rupert led all scorers tonight with 17 points, 15 in the first half, 13 for Nakia Harston, 5 points for Claire Tester, 4 points for Haley Major, 2 points for Sierra Compton, and 2 points for Alex Fraley. Hillsborough was just 4 of 10 from the free throw line tonight, but that did not have any impact on the game whatsoever. They hit 3 triples, all coming in the second quarter, courtesy of Laney Rupert, and that was kind of the big momentum switch or turn in this game, as it was kind of just back and forth. Carletonville had it tied a couple times in that first half, and then Laney Rupert, that big second quarter with those 3 triples, 2 of them were back-to-back, that stretched the lead, I think, from 1-7, and from that point, Hillsborough was in control. For Carletonville, they were led tonight by Gracie Reels with 14 points, 7 for Jill Staten, 6 for Addie Paul, and 3 points for Malia Buford. Carletonville 8 of 11 at the free throw line. They hit 2 3-balls, both coming late in that fourth quarter. Turnover-wise, 20 for the Toppers unofficially, 19 unofficially for the Cavaliers. But again, Hillsborough did a better job of capitalizing and getting points off of the turnovers than Carletonville here this evening. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Carletonville and get you off to Greenville following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carletonville High School. The final, Hillsborough beats the Cavaliers 43-30 here tonight in game one of our doubleheader, Gillespie and Greenville coming up. Thanks to all the fine folks at Carletonville High School for their hospitality here tonight. They treat us so good every time we come into town, especially during this COVID season where we really appreciate their hospitality and let us in the gymnasium to bring these ball games to you here on WSMI. Thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Your final from the Big House on West Main one more time. Hillsborough beats Carletonville 43-30. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI. Of course, all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. It's time now for game two of our doubleheader, Gillespie at Greenville. And with the call, we join Gary Boker.